joining us on the Trocare College Live Line this morning. Bruce Fisher, Senior Advisor with Strategy Corp, taking a look at what happened last night. All right, Bruce, we got our answer at about 5:30 this morning when it was called for Donald Trump, the next president of the United States. I just want to start there with your reaction to the vote that came in last night.
In some sense, because Trump was so forceful in hammering away at immigration, this race probably was over before it started, even before Vice President Kamala Harris became the Democratic nominee. Back in the spring, when Trump persuaded Republicans in the United States Senate to set aside the bipartisan immigration bill and then relentlessly hammered on immigration as the issue, that seems to be, along with inflation and, frankly, identity politics, the three eyes of this election, the arguments that persuaded the most voters, especially in the Rust Belt, in the so-called blue wall.
You know, Bruce, Harris was not in a primary. She was the handpicked nominee. How much of a factor was that?
I think that that was in the back of the minds of folks who had seen that Trump was very able to say, look, I'm a victim of skullduggery, and she didn't go through that selection process that I went through. And you had a choice between Donald Trump and Nikki Haley in the Republican primaries. And Harris was a person who, she competed in primaries in 2020, as did Tulsi Gabbard and the senator from Oklahoma. But I'm sorry, the senator from who was born in Oklahoma but represents Massachusetts. So the three women who ran for president in 2020 and didn't get through the primary process, well, suddenly one of them is the vice president and doesn't have to go through that process because she's the unanimous choice of the Democratic National Convention. Look, it was the classic presentation of really basic cultural memes. She's the insider. Trump presented himself as the outsider. He says, I'm the strong guy who's going to deal with this problem of inflation. I'm the strong guy who's going to deal with the problem of immigration. And I'm going to channel your fears and resentments. And that was a very persuasive mix. It worked for Trump in 2016. It almost worked for him in 2020. And that same mix worked again in 2024.
Bruce, a lot of people throughout the past few months referred to her as a weak candidate. But even people who did that, I don't think, would have foreseen her underperforming Joe Biden literally everywhere across the country. I mean, there was a point where they showed the map last night. Every single county across the country, Harris was trailing Joe Biden's vote from 2020.
And that was particularly important in the Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. I mean, look, these are places where Democrats won big in 2022. Josh Shapiro, the first Jewish governor of the state of Pennsylvania, beating his Republican opponent in 2022 by 10 or 11 points, even more. I think it was 14 points. Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of the state of Michigan, beating her Republican opponent. Democrats winning handily in the state of Wisconsin. Democrats went into this election knowing that they had an old candidate in Joe Biden who had some communication challenges. But then Democrats, instead of throwing open the floor, you know, going through the primary process and coming up with a candidate who had quite sort of earned it, they chose Harris. And so I think you're right that that was a real problem for Democrats. They were kind of in a pickle, though. You can't really bypass the sitting vice president. But look, the immigration message was absolutely the most penetrating part here. What Harris also lost here and this is very significant going forward. What she lost was a lot of minority men, especially Hispanic men. Even after the unfortunate jokes of the Madison Square Garden presentation a couple of weeks ago by the Trump campaign, which was seen by many Puerto Rican voters, who are American citizens, by the way, as offensive. The Hispanic males voted in larger numbers for a Republican than ever. So the Democratic Party has a challenge. And one of its challenges is to recognize that Hillary Clinton, a couple of senators, Tulsi Gabbard, and now Kamala Harris have all been rejected. So perhaps, you know, Democrats have to stick with the old tried and true old white guy, to put it bluntly. Because, look, Democrats did well in other races all around the country. In New York State, Pat Burke won re-election. Monica Wallace didn't win re-election. Right here in Western New York, a Democratic candidate for a district attorney won by 20 percentage points. Right? So the party label doesn't seem to be the problem. The messenger seems to be the problem.
You know, also, when you talk about what kind of a mandate it was last night, Republicans flipped the Senate, and it appears they may take the House, too. How about that, having the White House, Senate, and House?
I think that there's this is a profoundly consequential election. I think that we're going to find out fairly soon how our allies and our trading partners view this, given the fact that President-elect Trump has spoken very clearly about his desire to reposition the United States vis-a-vis some of our allies, reposition the United States as a trading partner. He wants to explore something that many economists, I can't find an economist who likes the idea of going it alone with tariffs. The last time we did that was in 1930, and that exacerbated the Great Depression. So ever since then, tariffs have been kind of a no-go for economic policy, but Trump has talked about this. So this is going to unfold. And one of the things that we're also going to be faced with is the reality that even though during the campaign, Trump distanced himself from the work of so many of his former staffers that work with the label Project 2025, that book is out there. And I think if he's still the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Mike Johnson, he has been very forthright about wanting to implement many of the policies that are outlined in some detail in that book. So this is a big change. This is a very big change, and it's going to happen on a lot of fronts, and it's going to have national consequences and international consequences.
Hey, Bruce, we thank you for joining us this morning. Always appreciate it. Bruce Fisher, Senior Advisor with Strategy Corp, joining us as we break down the election results.